That's you. That's you, little guy.
You missed the cue. Matt, where's your cue?
What cue?
Oh, you've done something goofy for the last 3 weeks.
I couldn't find anything. I was hoping you wouldn't say anything. But
I want to show everyone my stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get right into it. Go for it.
Yeah, go ahead, dude. So
this is his birthday. Happy birthday, here. Grayson.
Happy birthday, Grayson.
And I want to open him.
Are you going to open Ballora right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. This is the first one.
Oh, we're opening these fresh. Oh. Oh. I have video of this somewhere when I was a kid. Dad recorded everything at one point.
And then I got this open.
I remember the Christmas me and my brother got a PS2.
Okay, I opened them. Open up you. Oh.
No, it's your life. You got it.
Go for it.
You got it.
I got it, this Arctic Ballora, and I can't wait to show it to all of you guys.
Can you explain who Ballora is?
Ballora is basically from the system location, and she appears to be in almost everything.
Almost everything?
Almost.
Is she like a bad animatronic too, or are there any good animatronics?
Oh, they're all good. They're all good.
They're all good? Yeah. Well, I thought they have like kids inside them and they eat them and stuff.
No, they don't really eat them. The kids like possess them after they got like captured, but they're all still nice.
Grayson, what's your take on Neverland Ranch? Good place or bad
Stop
place?
Stop it!
Good place, bad place.
She's very hard to open, all of you guys.
Yeah, I think plastic has gotten harder to open since we were kids, because I can't open them anymore.
We need some, like, wire cutters.
Also be your hands, though.
Scissors?
Yeah. I was thinking about that as I was saying.
Okay,
I was like,
I'm
just going to
go get some scissors real quick.
Actually,
we're
okay.
He's a natural, man. He's already like, listen, everyone, I gotta take care of this. I got this.
So while we're talking about Five Nights at Freddy's, right? Can you explain a little bit about Five Nights at Freddy's to us? Like, what's it about?
Five Nights at Freddy's really about is like people like going missing, and then they go into animatronics, but and then they like become like haunted, and then they kill people. But they jump scare them and eat them sometimes. And when they eat them, there's no room, so they get back out their mouths.
So what happens the first four nights?
The first four nights?
You're trying to survive, right? The five nights?
Yeah, the five nights you have to survive without getting killed.
This is a pretty cool looking figure. It looks like Iceman, but it's Ice Ballerina.
So here is the Ice Ballerina. She's flexible.
So the camera? Right there?
Yeah.
Hold it right there.
And then she has an arm right there. Her joints come apart.
Why do the joints come apart so easy?
I don't know.
It's because they're like endos and they can swap out the parts?
Yeah.
Yeah? You can mix and match a little bit, right, with some of the toys? But they have to be the same line, right?
Yeah.
But you just got a bunch of new toys here.
Who makes that figure?
This is Funko, I believe.
Okay. Funko.
Yeah. Where did I put that box? Yep, Funko.
I think that they did the Evolve figures back in the day, and I hated the figure, so I returned it.
Yep, this is Funko also. See that? So, tell us about, like, who your favorite character is.
Glamrock Bonnie.
Who's Glamrock Bonnie?
This one.
Oh, you have a Glamrock Bonnie?
Yeah.
It's not Foxy anymore?
I never liked Foxy,
man. Oh, why does he look melted? Show the camera right there.
Cause he's broken.
Show what Bonnie looks like.
Then look, Bonnie.
Why does he look messed up?
Because he was always messed up. Because Monty, who got ruined back in the day, broke him. This is Monty.
Oh, okay. So there's like different iterations of the characters, right?
Yeah.
So like in Security Breach, everybody looked brand new. Mm-hmm. Who was the characters in Security Breach? Do you remember?
It was this guy.
Who's that?
This is Roxy.
Roxanne Wolf.
Roxanne Wolf.
Right.
There's Sheikah.
Right.
And then there was Monty.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Freddy. Well, it didn't get room.
Okay. Now, do you have Glamrock Freddy in here somewhere?
No.
No? Okay.
Nobody got him.
But this is a version of Freddy right here, right? This is the original Freddy Fazbear?
Yeah.
Okay. And the different iterations are basically like when they open up new locations or something like that?
Yeah, yep.
So what's the difference between like a glam rock Freddy and like a regular Freddy?
The difference between it, the regular Freddy has no style really, but as they keep on getting made, they get more style.
Okay. Can you explain what ruined is?
Ruined is where they all get broken and they try to chase you and eat you alive and they never come back. Or you have to restart the game. That's when they really, really eat you. In the first game, they never eat you, but they just spit you back out. But here, you actually get eaten. Monroe.
And what's like the difference between like a destroyed or a ruined or a nightmare?
I mean, like a Glamrock, not broken version?
Yeah, because you have like ruined Freddy. Mm-hmm. You have Nightmare Freddy.
I don't have Nightmare Freddy.
No, not the toy, but there is a Nightmare Freddy, right?
Yeah.
And there's like a destroyed Freddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the difference between those?
And there's a ruined Freddy. All the ruined and broken Freddies are like the difference is that they're different Freddies.
There you go.
Who dog is picking?
And what else? So who is this? Who's this elephant?
Sorry about that. They're barking out the window. Sorry.
This is Orville Elephant. He's an elephant who does magic and he's very fun. I don't
think he's a good guy?
Yeah. They're really old.
Have you played any of the games?
I got too scared to play it, really.
No, okay. They're a little Grayson, difficult, aren't they?
Yeah.
Grayson, you should just play Dead Space.
No.
He's like, stop. Dumb
idea. Dead Space is like the haunted alien ship, right?
Yeah, with the yeah. with the necromorphs.
The necromorphs.
I don't have Candy Cat or Mrs. Candy Cat, or I don't have Monk Monkey or Mr. Hippo or Pikachu yet.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know there were that many characters in it.
There are a ton of characters.
And this is only Glamour Flora.
Okay.
I don't have Glamrock Phantom Freddy yet. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have the original ones. I only got the room ones yet. I don't have them yet.
So what got you into Five Nights at Freddy's, Pop?
What got me into Five Nights at Freddy's was that they're very cool and they're very well designed and I really like that and about the animatronics and I really like their like, designs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, how'd you start watching it?
Because I really liked I was wondering
like
what
when
it was.
Did you watch it? Like, when did you start?
When I was 3 years old.
3 years old? And what video were you watching? Was it, like, gameplay footage or was it, like, stories?
Oh, it was a gameplay. Yeah, it was a gameplay.
Okay. So, you know, they come out with, like, different versions of Freddy, different versions of Bonnie. Like, which ones do you like collecting the most?
Bonnie's.
Bonnie's? Why is Bonnie your favorite?
Because he's very well designed and a lot of...
Very well designed?
Yeah. And a lot of...
But they have different personalities too, though, right?
No.
No? I thought, like, Monty's, like, mean. Chica likes to eat.
Right? Like, I mean, like...
Foxy's very vain. Or Roxy's very vain.
Foxy's very running.
She's like, I love myself. I'm so beautiful.
Yeah. Foxy's very, like, running, likes running, and...
Oh, look, you got a happy birthday from John Michael Shabbat.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, they have different personalities. But each version is the same personality, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so if the robot gets destroyed, does the spirit just go into another version of the robot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So it's not different kids all the time. It's the same five kids?
Four kids.
Well, what's the difference between like Balloon Boy, or like let's say Golden Freddy and Freddy? Aren't they two different versions of Freddy?
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah. Well, when Golden Freddy got broken, it passed on to next generation.
Okay. So, what would you tell other people about Five Nights at Freddy's that make them want to collect the toys?
Like I'll tell them that they're very well designed and they're really
very well designed. You keep on saying that. What else? What do you like about the toys so much?
That they move around and they take it apart.
Yeah, I would say that. You like taking them apart. You like putting them back together, swapping parts, making your own versions of like the Blob and Mangle and stuff, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
How well do you think they represent like the game or the games? Do you think like they're pretty true to the designs and you like you could tell each one from the game. Yeah.
Well, how do you tell them apart? Do you have like a version that you could show us, like the regular version and then like the glam rock version or something like that? Let's see what you got in here. Can you look?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. There you go.
A chica. Oh, she got her hand open.
It's okay. You can show it.
Find the hand.
It's okay. You don't need to show it. Just show the camera real quick so we know what your difference is.
Okay.
It's all right. Camera's right here. Okay. All right. Look. Okay. There you go. Now, what's the difference between this chica and this chica?
This one's yellow. I mean, this one's yellow, and this one's white.
But like, what's the difference? You know, like
this one has more design, but and then this one doesn't really have that much design, but this one does.
So like which chica? What did yellow chica come from?
Yeah, because they didn't really know what to do, so they just made a simple one. But then later on, they knew what to do, so they made a like a very good one.
Do you mind if I try to help? Sure. So like the very first Freddy's pizza, right? That had the original chica, the yellow chica.
Yeah.
But when they tried to like rebrand and make it bigger and cooler, they came out with Glamrock Chica, right? Is that right?
No. There's more. There's other ones.
Like what?
Well, basically, this is the Glamrocks of FNAF 16.
Which one is Glamrock?
Oh, this. And there's more Glamrocks.
Okay. Just show me like one or two. Like, let's do the Chicas real quick because we have both Chicas here so we can see the difference. This is Glamrock Chica? Mm-hmm. But this is also like a ruined version, right? Is this the ruined? Yeah. So there's a DLC for Security Breach called Ruined. And by that point in the game, you've already beat most of the animatronics. So the Ruined DLC shows the aftermath of how the robots look after you've defeated them. And you are called down to the place by Mimic. Is that right? Yeah. And Mimic is the one trying to pretend he's your kidnapped friend. Mm-hmm. But he's actually an endo robot trying to kill you. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite? Is it the Glamrocks? Is it the Rockstars? Is it the Destroyed?
Glamrocks, definitely.
Why is it the Glamrocks?
Because he likes hair metal.
That one?
As he's talking about this stuff, I realize he doesn't even understand what the whole concept of the glam like the design choices behind the whole glam chica and everything like that because he doesn't know what glam rock is.
I played Jump by Van Halen. He was like, that sounds a lot like the Five Nights at Freddy's song. I was like,
okay,
you're very close.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I also got this one right here.
Show me. Pull it up. Show the camera. Now, who's this character with four legs?
Three.
And three arms. Mm-hmm. Who's this?
I think I was just fighting that in Elden Ring.
Is that a hand coming out of her head?
Yep, this is the hand for this one.
Okay. And what character is this?
This is Glamrock Mangle, everyone.
Glamrock Mangle?
Yeah.
And now, who is Mangle?
Mangle is basically this one. Oh, can we show it too?
Is Mangle a version of Foxy or Roxy?
Well, basically, Foxy was made first.
Foxy was made first, okay.
This was a version of Foxy.
Here, show the camera. This is Foxy.
And then the next version of Foxy was this one, Mangle.
But wasn't it a different Foxy first? Wasn't it Funtime Foxy? And then it became Mangle? Or is that two different?
That's two different ones.
Okay.
Mangle first, and then they got the idea to make
Funtime
Foxy.
Okay.
Just like Mangle.
God, Pete, you're such a grandpa.
What do you? And the Funtime versions are this, these white, with the rosy cheeks, right?
This is from the toy animatronics.
Toy animatronics. So this is toy Foxy. Okay.
But the real name is Mangle.
Mangle. Okay. Why do they call him Mangle?
Because that was an original idea, but the name Toy Foxy didn't really sound good to the company.
Let me see what else you got. What's your favorite toy or piece that you've gotten from Five Nights at Freddy's? This new one? This destroyed Glamrock Bonnie? Why is that your favorite?
Because because he only has good designs and details, and I like the really, like, it really looks good and really nice.
Do you know who started Five Nights at Freddy's? Who's the bad guy behind it all?
Glitch Trap.
And what's his real name?
Springtrap.
What's his real name? William Afton, right? Did you remember the movie?
Yeah.
How'd you like the movie?
It's good.
Yeah? Can we talk about the movie a little bit?
It's a lot. No.
It's a lot. how close do you think the movie was to the real story?
Oh, really close. Really, really close.
Okay. Was there any differences that you noticed?
Nope.
What did you not like about the movie? Was it Matthew Lillard?
Is he in it?
Yeah, he's William Afton in the movie. It's pretty cool.
Oh, I liked everything, really.
Yeah, you liked it?
Yes. If you're wondering what else I got, well, I have a lot more.
And not to plug Shadow Moses at all, but what did you think about the diorama that Dad made you?
Oh, I really liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it was missing some pieces. He had a bunch of complaints. What are we missing on it, right?
Yeah.
We're missing
the party room,
the control room, you said?
Yeah.
The camera room. You wanted a kitchen on top of that?
Shoot.
What?
Pause, everyone. I'm sorry, but I gotta go. I gotta find Freddy's hand upstairs. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Pause, everyone.
Okay.
I'll show you.
This is live, pal.
Yeah. All right. While he's walking around, I'll show off some of his new stuff. I think this guy is called El Chip, and it's like a version of Freddy, but like a beaver.
That's racist.
This is the original Bonnie, and this is Grayson's favorite character.
My Bonnie lies over you.
He likes the glam rock version. The glam rock stuff, the glam rock Bonnie that he was talking about, I think is fan made. He's not actually in the game of Security Breach, but a lot of the fan fiction comes from there, and that's where he found the glam rock Bonnie. They started to include him a little bit in the Ruined storyline. So I'm trying to like keep up
with straight, Pete. Jesus, yeah. I didn't know there was any of this lore until I looked it up as he was explaining. Holy Jesus, there's so much to this.
I'm sad that this is still going on. This started when I was in college.
Yeah.
This is the original villain. This is Springtrap. This is William Afton in the Springtrap suit. The cool thing about these is you could snap off the arms. They don't have a lot of range of motion, but they definitely show you that there's like an endoskeleton for a lot of these figures. He loves collecting them. I think they're 5-inch. And then he has like little Lego versions.
Yeah, I remember when you got those at the con.
Yeah.
They're unofficial. They're not real Legos. But
no. He wants the McFarland like Mega Block versions.
I think I just heard him running upstairs.
Yeah, you hear the boom, boom, boom?
Yeah.
No, that was me. You live in my basement, remember?
You don't have a...
This is one of the security bots.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Where you at, Greg? So I was just going over the other toys that you have in the box. I was sharing that you got the little Lego ones also. Yeah? And this is the security bot that patrols around the Pizzaplex.
Everyone, I found his arm in the playroom. Right here. Let's put on the whole figure. Where's his hand? Where is he?
Where'd you put him? Oh, here he is. This is the original Freddy right here.
Yeah.
So I was just showing off the different toys. The one person I didn't know was this gecko-looking person.
Who's Happy Frog?
This is Happy Frog. And I think this is like an unofficial release because the joints are very different. The plastic looks different. There's a light-up feature on this one.
Freddy, the original one. Did you go through him?
Yeah. El Chip?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why has he got a beaver tail, though? Maybe you could help me with that.
Because he's a beaver.
Oh, he is a beaver. Because okay. he looks like Freddy, but he has a beaver tail.
Does he have those two big teeth, though?
Guess you're right.
Yeah.
There is a difference. Does he like to eat El Chippos?
Welcome to National Geographic, everybody.
He's El Chip. He's a couple.
Okay.
Did you go through everything?
Yeah. Then
I guess I'm done here.
You're done here? That's it?
I guess I'm done here.
My work here is done.
no, actually, I'm not done here.
Oh, you want to show one last thing?
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I guess I'm done here, Dad. Thanks.
So who is this character?
This is...
It's like Helpy?
Helpy, yeah.
Now, who is Helpy? Here, Helpy. Let me show this off real quick. This is Helpy. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a different Funko line. It's like a snap together kind of thing. Do you want to put it together, or do you want to explain who Helpy is?
Helpy is basically a help person when you're in the game that helps you on your journey.
Oh, that's right. He is in Security Breach?
Yep.
And he gives you tips on how to progress throughout the game? Right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to share with us, Chris?
He's actually a bad guy.
Helpy's a bad guy? That cute little son of a gun?
And in room, his eye twitches when he talks to a mimic from Earth to Gregory. Actually, did you know that?
I did not know that.
Okay, so give me.
There you go.
So Helpy's actually a bad guy, if you didn't know.
I did not know. How do you know Helpy's a bad guy?
Which is blue when he talks to a mimic.
Oh, so mimic is controlling Helpy?
No.
Helpy's friend is mimic. Yeah. So Helpy is the main bad guy?
No. So Helpy was a good guy in the first game.
Right.
Before Moon came out.
Mm-hmm.
But when the mimic came, the mimic controlled Helpy and made him evil.
Is the audio picking up? Okay.
And then after...
The producer would have told you if it wasn't.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that.
And then when he started helping us, but then when his eye twitched, he actually got forced to talk to the man.
Oh, okay.
By his eye. That way. So I built Helpy, and look at him. This is Helpy.
Here, you mind? I'll show him. That's Helpy, and he comes with an interchangeable faceplate, right? You want to swap it, or do you want to?
Swap it.
Okay.
It takes a couple of minutes to take off his face.
Yeah, it takes a couple of minutes to take my face off. Everyone, yeah, get it. You do it right. If you don't, you can't reconnect it right. Yeah, you gotta go top to bottom, not bottom to top.
Let's change his face. No. What you do is just take his face, turn it around, and pop it off. And then just turn it around again, and it comes off.
And what's under there? Can I see what's under there? What's that face called?
That's his endo.
Okay, and the endo is like the skeleton of all the different animatronics, right? Okay.
Basically, it's their skeleton.
Here's the back of the card. It looks like it's encouraging you to swap parts to make your own robots or animatronics.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Play sets. Funko does sell play sets for them, which is pretty cool. And this is like a 3-inch line.
Well.
Can I see Helpy real quick before you leave? Just one last time. I know the other ones are 5-inch. And this one is roughly 3.5 inches. So this is a 3.5-inch line, and the other one's a 5-inch line. Cool. Oh, you're getting ready for bed, huh?
Okay, everyone. Nice knowing you, everyone.
It's not close.
I hope you liked me being on the podcast, but I gotta go.
Say thank you, guys.
Good to have you on, Grayson.
Thank you,
guys. Happy birthday.
Enjoy your birthday, sir.
Go eat more cake. Bye.
You're fucked when he's a teenager.
Why?
You're completely fucked. He's very quick. You're fucked.
Yeah, I know. He's super quick. If you couldn't tell by the videos I sent earlier.
Oh, well, I got a little bit of that, but I'm like, these are videos, and he's absolutely, yeah, you're screwed. He learns time. As soon as he learns timing, which he seems to already have, I have vivid memories of my dad going, man, you learned timing. I'm in trouble. took a while. You're screwed. It's over. I mean that in the nicest way possible, but I'm like, oh, he's gonna give you a run, man.
Oh yeah, he already does. Trust me. Trust me.
Oh my god,
he's too smart, man. He just picks up so quick.
Although I do remember as a kid as well, like, why do you like this thing? Oh, I think it looks cool. Like, well.
It was funny because I remember him like first watching the shorts of like gameplay on Five Nights at Freddy's, and he was like terrified of it, but he kept on watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just grew into it. And suddenly he's like jumping up and down on the couch, like, all right, jump, scare me, goddammit.
I used to seek out the Freddy Krueger movies when I was real young, the Nightmare on Elm Street stuff, because I was terrified, but it looked cool. So I was like, scare me.
My father would put on like Friday the 13th and like Freddy Krueger and stuff like that. I was terrified. I couldn't watch that stuff. But now that I'm an adult, it's like comedic to me because I love my favorite thing about horror movies is watching the gore and then being like, man, somebody imagined that and then came up with how we're going to do it on screen. And it looks amazing.
Yeah, that first one is still. It's just a really well-made movie for the 80s. And the second one, I love the second one. People hate that. It's the gay one. I'm like, well, that's why I like it. Shut up. Third one's a classic. Then you get to four and five are bad. They're really bad. I could argue that six and seven are also bad, but I get a kick out of six. New Nightmare, as I call it. New Nightmare's got one of my favorite scares. That scared me to death the first time. Now I just think it's awesome because when I saw it, I was like 11 or 12 when that first came out. And this is the movie. This came out. This was Wes Craven before Scream.
Okay. But it was
the same concept where in this one, though, everything he wrote basically came to life. So the fact that he wrote Freddy into existence, and they used the backdrop of the 1989 earthquake in California as kind of the story. As it was Freddy breaking through, and there's a shot where Heather, the actress who plays Heather in the first and the third movie, is there's an earthquake, and then she hears something really faint. She's looking around the room, and there's a camera to the side looking at her up at the closet, and then there's a shot looking into the closet, and the shot looks into the closet. Her going back to the closet, and boom, he comes out of the clothes, miss me? And, Jesus. But it's one of the coolest shots ever. And that's the kind of shit is the reason why I'll never play Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. There's a great jump scare at the end of Dead Space where like you get on the ship and you're evacuating the Ishimura and everything like that. And then Isaac just kind of sits back a bit. And he hears like this noise to his right, and he looks, and then you just see like this ghastly version of his dead girlfriend. And then she like just comes up and leaps right in his face. And it's so good because like you see it, but it still manages to scare the piss out of you.
When I was really, really young, the two scenes, and ironically, these movies came out the same year, in the first Batman where he electrocute or he burns the guy up with his the Joker's hand buzzer. He
okay.
Shakes the gangster's hand.
Yeah.
Because it was fire. I was terrified of it. So I used to hide behind the chair. And the subway scene in Ghostbusters 2 with the skulls and the dead bodies popping up as they're.
I used to be afraid of the ooze, like the idea of like the pink ooze in the tub and everything.
Oh,
like
the
that.
Slime coming. Yeah, yeah.
The slime. Yeah, I didn't like that.
We have a return.
Maybe.
Everyone, I got more stuff.
He just wanted to show some of the stuff that he got for his birthday. We had a Five Nights at Freddy's themed birthday for him today.
I got some stickers.
I can't imagine why.
Huge fan. Huge. Let's can we show the masks? Because you got a lot of stickers in there. Here, you show the mask and I'll show the stickers in the background. How about that?
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. We got this Freddy mask.
What is that the original Freddy?
Foxy.
Yeah? So I was talking about your mask. Is that the...
No, Toy Freddy.
Oh, this is Toy Freddy right here?
Yeah.
How do you know the difference? Oh, because the pink?
Yep.
Okay. There's a lot of stickers in here, bro.
I know.
Very cool though. They're very different. I like this one. This is
what do you put the stickers on?
I don't know.
Matt's car. Stay golden, baby.
I have my movie cap, my movie shelf. I have all these stickers on the side of that, like Big Bad Toy Store periphery, one I got from Darkest Hour.
I used to put when I built my workbench, I had the stickers from the other collectors on there.
Yeah, I think there's a sticker mule one that I have on there. One I got some from the Lego movie. I don't know where I got that one from.
Everything is awesome. I think the Lego movie was wildly clever.
There was something in it that the first time I saw it, because I saw it in theaters. There was some joke in there that I was like dying laughing from. Like I was almost in tears from it. And I don't remember what joke it was. But there was something in there that just killed me. I never bothered to see the second one.
The second one wasn't bad. It was the little sister wanting to play with the toys.
Yeah, that's very relatable, figured. Huh?
These are a lot of stickers.
Can we get the other sticker on the
ground? Yeah. Oh, we already showed this one, right? Yeah, right here. I like the style of these stickers. Are these part of like the birthday pack that we got you, or
birthday pack?
Oh, okay. They're all very unique. Like some of them are like video game footage, and then some of them are like artist renderings. Like very wildly different styles. Oh, is that a keychain? That's pretty cool. Pirate Foxy.
But it's Foxy only. No Foxy.
All right, let's focus on like the pins and the keychains, because the keychains are pretty cool. What pin is that? Balloon Boy? Yeah. Okay. Right here.
Yeah. Kidding.
What are you gonna do with all this stuff, bud? What are your plans with it?
Just hang. Put other stickers all over my room wall.
Is that like a...
Nightmare Chica?
Nightmare Chica.
That was just Chica.
Oh, that's cool. That's like a destroyed Bonnie.
Yeah.
Isn't Springtrap or they're based on Bonnie suits, right? Yeah. That's the original Spring Bonnie, right?
No, that's just Glitch Trap, and then that's Vanny. Ooh.
Where'd it go?
Can you get it?
No, I can't. You gotta get it.
Okay.
Here, let me move a little bit. All right. Go ahead. Grab it. So you got masks, you got keychains, you got pins, you got stickers.
And then we got this one right here.
Right.
That one.
Yeah. A Nightmare Foxy?
Yes.
Oh, I nailed it.
Yes. Cool. Yep. We got these. They're very cool. Got this one. We got this happy birthday one. And then we got this one right here.
Mm-hmm.
This party one.
This party one?
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
And there's Mangle.
Okay.
And there's Vanny killing someone. See? Freddy.
Very violent. You said these are good people.
Huh? Yeah, that's why I gave him the incredulous look earlier when he said they were good guys.
Just kidding. They're very bad.
They're evil. All
right, that's it.
That's
and what's this last one?
And this one.
And that's it. This is the stuff I already showed.
Ready? Yeah. Oh, this one.
Yeah, all of it. I just showed this. You want to show them again?
No.
Okay.
Let's put them back all.
And then we had these cool little gift bags for the guests.
Nice. Gift bags are always a plus at birthday parties.
They had candy, whistles. Mm-hmm. What else? Stickers, masks. Mm-hmm. Keychains, mm-hmm. Pins for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I don't know what else.
I don't know what else. You tell me.
I don't know. up his little keychain.
Right? Keychains are awesome.
I want to collect them.
Did you, I know your grandma also got you some gifts, but you're opening those on Monday, so he might have some more Five Nights at Freddy's stuff on Monday.
Can we do a podcast on Monday?
No, we can't do a podcast on Monday.
Why?
Because we only do them on Sundays because we're free. We got to work on Mondays, we got to sleep, get ready for the next day.
Okay, yeah. I'm on. Peace out.
Bring your Elden Ring. Bye, Grayson.
Bye, Pop.
Bye.
Love you. Man, that's
yep, you're screwed.
Yep. No, it's pretty cool though. Like, what I'm trying to encourage is he wants to get into coding so he can learn how to make his own animatronic. So he has to be enrolled in like a STEM program, but he's not old enough. He has to be 8.
You only have to be 8?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Oh, wait cool. a minute. Did Disney get hacked?
Why? What happened?
Uh-oh. Disney got hacked 1.1 terabytes worth of data?
Somebody really wants to see that Deadpool movie.
I was going to say, unreleased projects, concept arts. Uh-oh.
Why? Do something useful.
Yeah, do what the gay furries did and hack Project Heritage or whatever the hell they're called.
Project 2025.
Mm. Oh, the Heritage Foundation or whatever the hell they're called.
So somebody pulled a... Tim Robinson, or no, what's his name? The guy from in Pineapple Express when Seth Rogen runs at the guy and he shoots him, but he clips part of the ear off.
He just wanted to be like Mike Tyson with a gun.
Don't do insane things, people.
Yeah, no. The only thing he did was kill a firefighter and himself. I mean, he had help with himself, but you get what I'm pointing.
Yeah. Well, in other news, I also got a bunch of stuff this week. My pile of loot shipped in. A bunch of Hasbro orders came through, which is pretty cool.
What'd you get?
Finally got more of my Dreadnoughts. What'd you say, Dan?
I was just asking, what'd you get? If you could show the boxes a little bit more.
Yeah, so I got Kim, Jinx, Arashikaze. I butchered that name. I already know it. Sorry. What is this? Torch?
Okay.
Can you even see it? I don't even know.
I can see
it. So much glare. I got the Night Creeper, which is actually, these look really cool. I also like the new packaging that Hasbro did with these. They went away from the, I don't know if Joe ever had the solid. Yeah, Joe was doing just the cardboard boxes for a while. But they went back to plastic because people are dicks and we're probably just stealing shit out of them. But these ones are actually pretty cool. They're much more compact. I don't have an old box by me. But they're a little narrower, a little more condensed packaging, which is pretty cool. And I also got Naga Hide, Pork Belly, and Yabo.
Damn, you got those in already? I pre-ordered them from Amazon. They haven't released for me yet.
I got them through Hasbro because I... gave in and joined Pulse. I get free shipping at Pulse.
Yeah.
And I was tired of missing out on exclusives, in all honesty. Because, like, I was trying to get a Serpentor figure for forever, and every time it would go back in stock, it would go in stock to, like, the Hasbro Pulse members, and it would sell out. So I was just like, fuck this. I don't want to miss another one. So I got those in already. Mayfax Bane came in. And Pete messaged me after. Pete messaged me after our podcast last week and looked into his pricing and everything, and yeah, it was cheaper all around on AmiAmi shipping and everything than it is on Big Bad Toy Store or any of the other U.S. domestic sites, just because you're paying for it in Japan and getting it from Japan.
And you get it super fucking fast, like. The moment you pay, less than a week.
It was faster to get that than my pile of loot. Big Bad Toy Store took a week to process my pile of loot. I had a lot of stuff in it, but still, it took them a long time. I also got these Court of the Dead figures that I've talked about some before. These are 1/18 scale, and this is kind of a random thing I grabbed, but they look really good. I should actually open. Let me open one. I haven't opened any of them. I don't open things. The detail on them is really good. These are from Boss Fight Studio, who, like, I already knew does a good job But even on a 1/18 scale figure, they did a really good job getting the detail down on here. I don't have anything sharp.
Whoa, Sir Pentor is going for almost $300 on eBay?
Yeah. I also put together my Moto King Batman, Christian Bale Batman. And Rocco the Great talked, we talked about this when he was on the stream back in like February. And yeah, it's a great figure. Like the model kit is pretty easy to put on. The hips are a little weird. You really have to push them in there. But like the articulation rivals that of SHF or Mafex. Like he has the double jointed knees. He has a double jointed elbow, which gives you a really good range of motion. Like it's almost a full elbow, flex. He has really good neck articulation, actually, probably better than Batman does would in real life. He has abdominal crunch that's limited. Actually, it's very limited. But overall, I'm really impressed with this figure. They did a really good job with it.
What scale is that again?
It's 1/12.
Oh, nice.
So here's him next to the Mafex Spider-Man. He's a little bit taller than it. But that might be because Spider-Man's a little shorter. But, yeah, I'm really, really impressed with how well they did, especially considering it's a model kit. I put this together, and it's just awesome.
Is that Bale version? Who is that?
Bale. It's from the Nolanverse.
Gotcha.
It's hard to see there, but he actually comes with an unmasked head sculpt. You can take his cape off. So, like, if you wanted to do the version of the Batsuit where he doesn't have the cape, he actually has little pegs that fill in that attachment. Let me go grab the unmasked head real fast.
Hey, Matt, real quick, before you leave, do you mind explaining who Gazorpazorp is?
It's from Rick and Morty.
Yeah, you idiot. God. I mean, I'm pretty sure I heard my dad say Gazorpazorp years before Rick and Morty, but I'm fairly certain. I guess we'll never know.
Wasn't Gazorpazorp Morty's son?
Yes. It was. Oh, damn it.
I don't know if I can watch that show anymore after whatever happened.
Well, they fired him.
You'll get over
it. I know that, but.
Yeah. Dan Harmon was like, to be honest with you, he wasn't really working on the show. And when he came in, it was just to do the voices. But he was basically controlling all the writing and shit.
Oh, all right. Well, bye. That's my head.
It looks better in person. The camera's not really getting it down. It actually does look a little Tom Hollandish.
I couldn't help it. She said Gazorpazorp. I remember Gazorpazorp. I have a that makes me laugh, and I have a what's the Freddy Krueger knockoff? Something Terry.
Oh, Scary Terry.
Yeah, Scary Terry. Yeah, I have a Scary Terry Funko. Guys.
Hey, oh bitch!
You can run, but you can't hide, bitch.
Yeah, I love that fucking thing. Wait, I believe maybe it's Terry and his. I think it's Scary Terry in his underwear. It's a Funko Pop. It's downstairs. So, but I love that character. And when he just goes, when they give him whatever I forget what they give him. And then he goes, oh, bitch.
I give him a pair of jeans.
Kelly and I, yes, that's it. Kelly and I quote that almost weekly. Oh, bitch. I love that fucking show, man. Gazorp. Oh, Dan, how you turned it off? There you go. I remember now. There we go.
So he also comes with three of his things, which he also put together. This is the explosive launcher. Launches the little things that have a 5-second fuse.
Hey.
And then he has
survived an atomic explosion, okay?
What is this?
Excuse me, a nuclear explosion.
Without explanation, by the way.
Yeah.
With explanation, he fixed the autopilot. Because they didn't layer that little breadcrumb earlier. The Batwing didn't have autopilot. The module was broken. Lucius so cleverly says, like, way to plant that. But, like, really? You didn't fucking say the end of the movie 5 minutes in or anything like that. All of a dream that one day, all superheroes won't have to model themselves to save their city.
I went in and I fixed the autopilot. I was choked on water. I fixed the autopilot myself.
Dan does an amazing Michael Caine impression. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Come on. I try not to smile. I try not to laugh.
I want him to do like monologues that are not Michael Caine.
In Michael Caine's voice.
Yeah.
I once saw a man carrying a gem the size of a tangerine. I gotta think of a monologue. I can do the monologue from Naked that Matt likes so much.
Fuck you.
Do the Samuel L. Jackson one where he's in Pulp Fiction and he's like interviewing the guy. He's like, English motherfucker, do you speak it?
I was gonna. What does Marcellus Wallace look like? I can't do it. I'm gonna laugh. Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch?
Oh, one more. That's one tasty burger.
Does he go, that's one tasty burger. Oh, wait. Look at the brain on Brad.
Look at the big brain on Brad. You a smart motherfucker, ain't you, Brad?
You're a smart motherfucker, aren't you, Brad?
So again, kind of hard to tell from the camera, but these figures actually have really good level of detail. You can see all the little links on the chainmail. A lot of little like damaged and rust effects, like on the shield, you can really see it.
I just love the way he phrased that question. What the fuck is a Gazorpazorp?
Oh, Stu, the fuck is a Gazorpazorp? Dude, I know people have a problem with the end of that movie, but Michael Caine carries the last 5 minutes, man.
I don't have a problem with the last 5 minutes of it. I have a problem with the whole movie.
Crying at the gravesite and reliving the dream, and there he is. I'm like, you know what? I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that ending. We can move on now. Except the bitch is like, I like the name Robin. Oh, thank you. Thank you for telegraphing that one. Ooh. Which is still better than the bad-looking Robin on what's-his-name's helmet, motorcycle helmet, and the other two.
Chris O'Donnell.
O'Donnell, thank you. That's just terrible. Harvey! I'm Batman! Bitch was about to tell everybody right there.
Oh, when he's in the crowd and nobody hears him?
Yeah, the circus. Come on. Harvey. Nobody heard that? Batman. Oh, great. Thanks.
I also got Firefly in.
But also, thank you, Nicole Kidman, because the silk sheets. There's apparently a real alternate cut of that movie, and I kind of want to see it now. Of Batman Forever. Another, there's a longer Shoemaker cut. And I'm like,
I don't hate that movie. I think it's okay.
I don't. Batman Forever is fine.
Movie. It's a 90s movie through and through, but it's not bad.
Batman Forever is fine. Batman and Robin, I have tried once a year all of my life to go, okay, let's give this another chance. And halfway through, I want to kill everybody involved.
Why do you torture yourself like that? You already torture yourself.
Because I bought the whole fucking set. Especially at night when I'm alone and I edge. Anyway. I don't know.
I was going to say, we found out more about those PlayStation figures with the single-jointed elbows and the double-jointed knees, the inefficient.
Yeah, we found out some more. I think it's probably best to wait to really go into those until they're out. Yeah. You mentioned that the Kratos apparently has a single-jointed elbow, but I don't know where that's based.
It was a D-Amazing review.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He liked the A-Lord review a lot. D-Amazing talked about Aloy. He really was impressed by that figure.
I kind of want to see that Jin Sakai, though. That's. I have a feeling I'm going to be super disappointed.
Dude, I want the one I showed you. I know it's got nothing to do with what you're talking about, but Tomko Enterprise?
Ghostbusters, Bill Murray? Yeah,
Star Trek. No, I was showing you guys that the guy who's making the Bill Murray figure changed his face.
Yeah, the old one was better.
I agree. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck did he do? He took turned into Bill Murray to some generic white dude. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I it doesn't look as sarcastic or Bill Murray-ish.
Yeah, it doesn't look as Bill Murray is really the problem.
No, I don't know what they did that for. How does Grayson have a better electronic drum set than I have? By the way, sorry, ADHD.
It's the old TD-10.
It's the old TD. I'll take it.
You want it?
It's a yeah.
Sitting in the closet.
Are you serious?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's closet.
I will come pick it up. I have it. Listen, mine's not bad. It's a Frankenstein now. I've replaced so many parts on it, but I'm like, I want a Roland. I can't do half the shit on here as I can. As I want
you,
to.
You mean it's a Frankenstein's monster?
Boo.
Frankenstein was the doctor.
It's pronounced Philly cheesesteak.
It's pronounced Frankenstein. Frankenstein. Thank you.
And we both went to the same place.
No, I was gonna jokingly say is what did what the fuck is his name?
Gazorpazorp.
Gazorpazorp Van Halen. What does Eddie Van Halen call his guitar? Well, nothing. He's dead. He called it Frankenstein. It was more of a reference to that. It's just a bunch of shit. Yes, there's the face. I don't understand that at all.
So bad. But it's Star Ace, so they're like, well, we can't make it that good quality.
That first face is great. That is bad. He also has no neck now.
Something weird about this Firefly figure is the front shows this backpack with all the tools on it. The backpack in the figure doesn't actually do that at all. Like, the one that I pulled up earlier, like, last week, the 1/6, or 2 weeks ago.
None of these look great now.
From this distance, it looks great.
Yeah, from here, it looks really good.
It won't let me zoom in, so I can't.
Star Ace is doing I forget what scale. They're doing a Stay Puft that has the burn marks on it, which looks really cool.
I'd say Bill Murray's the only one that's not up to snuff.
Yeah, there's something about Ray and Winston's face that's bothering me. I don't know what it is.
I think I know what you mean. Winston kind of looks like Beavis.
Yeah.
And Ray kind of looks like Butthead. Holy shit.
Yeah, a little bit. Class 5.
Yeah, Ray looks like Danzig.
Yeah, he does a little bit. Mother!
Gozer.
Gozer, why the fuck? Tommy, that's who it was.
What do you guys think about the McFarland, I guess, statues that they're releasing?
The what?
Have you seen like the Wolverine announcement for the
The 1/10 things? We're gonna get to those. They're up on Toy Arc.
I was gonna say you're gonna cue me for a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Here, this is what I was talking about. You guys probably skipped this because I don't think either one of you give a fuck about Star Trek, but
did skip it. What is it?
It's the Enterprise from the motion picture from the first movies, essentially.
But what is it? A model or what?
It's a diecast, yeah.
Why male model?
Why not?
Why male model?
This thing is huge. And I want it. And it looks amazing.
Isn't it like 800?
Yeah. Yep.
It's big, though.
Oh. Yeah, it's big. It's impressive in every way. And it looks... Actually, it looks... Pretty much.
Did I say diecast?
Note perfect, yes.
Holy shit.
Ow, fuck.
Note perfect. And they're it's a take off the first movie. The first motion picture came out in 79.
Right.
And it's that look like that shot there with the lights on. Ooh.
Yeah, it's really good. Cool how they put all the little light details on it.
That is one of the best things I've seen, especially Enterprise wise, because you know that and the Enterprise D from Next Generation are the ones that get made the most. And I was like, yeah, sure. Let me sign up for the, excuse me.
How big is it though?
Oh, the dimensions.
Yeah, it's scroll down. They were there.
Well, there's that.
Keep going down. That actually lists them.
There you go.
35 inches long.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
135. 34 by 16 by 11.
It's huge. Cord, see, scroll down again.
Yeah,
that's
cord
what
not
pisses me off.
Cord not included.
It's $800. Include the fucking cord.
It's my bad. It's seven. But still, yeah.
I don't care. Man, that's so the same cool thing with these statues that I bought that don't have a cord. Put the fucking cord in there, okay?
It's a dollar piece. Put it back in.
I don't care. I paid that much for this.
No, you're right. You're right.
Oh, okay.
You're right.
Sorry.
He's agreeing with you, goddammit.
Yeah.
I just can't. Oh my God. I don't talk about it a lot because I've gone from Trekkies being the worst fan base to Star Wars being the worst fan base to Ghostbusters being the worst fan. So eventually I'll just stop talking about everything. But yeah. I have an obsession with that spaceship. Go fuck yourself. And I want that at any cost. That's gorgeous. And I got the little ones behind me, and then I'm looking at those going...
It's probably the time you're going to need to make to afford that.
I will say this, though. On the USB cord, I was thinking about that like you were, and then I was like, well, I got like 70 of them in a drawer somewhere. So it's like, okay. I'll make some money selling them on eBay. For your Tommy Enterprise figure, I have a 6-foot USB cord for you.
That guy looks like David Cross.
Yeah, he does a little bit. Less cocaine in that shot, though. And that space shuttle is this shuttle that Spock comes on the first and goes upside down. It's really cool.
That was really David Cross. Be like, yeah, this kind of looks like a nipple right here. You see this?
Yeah. Okay, well, that's like a nipple right there. Oh, I'm so upset. Oh, man. There's other models out there that look really good, but that was... I'm still looking at that. I'm looking at that in the Blitzway Ecto-1 going.
That Blitzway Ecto-1.
And I don't know. But yeah.
All right.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to get me divorced. Do you want to get me to fucking divorce? Is that what you want?
That's the regular one. It doesn't really do the same, does it?
No. Just put little pinholes in it and put something radioactive inside.
Oh, we got these little 9mm lights.
Yeah, give me some of your lights, dude.
Got you. Done.
Sweet.
All right. So pull up Toy Arc.
I got to put it down. Toy Arc. All of a sudden I get these. Well, these weren't updated since the 12th of July.
Toy Arc. So scroll down to the NECA TMNT. Nope. NECA more. There they are. I was curious what your take on these was, Pete.
No, that's fantastic. It's just I paid aftermarket prices for these already because I was afraid.
Wait, you have these already?
I have them already, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they did a limited run.
With the boxes?
I got the 4 set, so.
Oh.
But I like that these come with the broken foot soldiers on the side. They do come with more accessories.
Go ahead.
So I was just going to say, I never liked the same colors.
I like them because, turtles. Do you remember the original Nintendo game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It had these rendition of the turtles on the front. With
yeah. You're right. Yep.
Awesome. Slicing the foot soldier.
But then in the game, they were... Orange, yeah. They were the right colors, right? Yeah. Okay.
These are really cool. I don't like that they're almost $40 a figure. Though.
Dude, they're so good. They're big too, man.
I know NECA typically makes larger figures.
Yeah,
why are they $38? That's fucking insane.
I don't see the 4-pack on here anywhere.
This is not a re-release of the 4-pack. These are the individual ones.
No, I know that. I was hoping
for... Oh, yeah, no, the 4-pack is gone. That's gone. You won't find that anymore unless you look for eBay where you'll find it for like $400 or some crazy shit.
Of Bane as a size comparison. This turtle's huge.
Whoa. Right.
What Bane is that?
This is the Mafex Bane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's freaking huge. Look out.
He is. I mean, I noticed the box on this Bane is really big. He is a monster, isn't he?
He's a chunky boy. These are chunky, chunky monkeys. Bane and Wolverine.
Legends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Sabretooth 2-pack.
$200.
Yeah. How much?
$200 on eBay.
Oh, for the 4-pack?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, I paid less than that.
That's not that bad.
It's not that bad, yeah.
I mean, hopefully this re-release kills that price so that people aren't just making millions on it, because fuck you, that's why.
Yeah, it's missing the little Mausers and shit.
Is it alternate arm?
Yeah, it looks like it. Alternate hands, too.
Hands make sense. The arm is weird.
Well, on that one, he has an extra thing because he's shooting up.
Teenage Mutant Heroin Heroes.
Oh, he has a fold on the box. How dare you?
You son of a mother. Son of a
bitch.
And a father.
Adrian, why? What's his name? I don't know.
They definitely posted that. That's definitely posted in the Facebook group, too. That's their name tag posted on, like, social media.
So wait, is the extra arm on the... Where's the... Oh, yeah, there it is. Why? Oh, why... Yeah, why not just the extra hands? Why is that?
He has like an arm wrapper on his bicep.
Yeah, so he's shooting up. That's right. I know things. Raph's got some problems. Well, who is that? Yeah, Raph. Oh, poor Raph.
That's why he has anger issues, mood swings.
Damn!
Weird.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I want to review this. First thing, my custom Mezco-like
beta. Your kit bash?
My kit bash, yeah. All
right. Well, yeah, I saw these guys come up like a few days after, and I was like, go figure. I still haven't ordered Donatello and Raph, but I probably will today now that I got paid for the Target Holothon line. Yeah, these look good. I like the whole Eastman and Laird animated style that they're doing, because honestly, every figure that I've seen generally looks really cool. I'm not super into TMNT like you are, but I think that they look really good. I just don't understand the price point.
Because they're huge.
It's bullshit.
They're big. That's what Pete said. They're big.
Chunky boy.
It's a chunky, chunky boy.
I always picture the turtles being a little shorter, though. So, like, for me, that scale still seems fine.
Yeah, it is. It is. It definitely is. But they're
cocky. They're bulky. Yeah, no, they're definitely beefed up. Yeah. So, Dan, if you could go back to Toy Ark. They're re-releasing Deathstroke. Revoltech is doing a Deathstroke
He found one more pin. He wants to play it.
Dustin.
All right, Pop.
Dustin said he and his new boss spent an hour and a half quoting Ninja Turtles 1 and 2.
Wise man say, forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for a late piece.
I hope the new job's going well, Dustin.
I hope it's not.
It's not nice.
Fuck you, Dustin. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Dustin. I've known him longer than both of you. I've seen him play live. Where is
Dustin? Sings to me in my dreams.
I bet he does. He sings to me in my dreams.
Go to go up to the Super 7 Ninja Turtle stuff. Nice. Glad to hear it, Dustin. That's awesome.
I'm in love with my new job. Nice.
I'm in love with my job.
In love with my job. And we're on the same page tonight, Matt, and I'm really appreciative of that.
What?
I said we were on the same page tonight, Matt, and I'm really appreciative of like that. Of that.
Oh, it didn't sound like you were singing Queen at all.
I was doing the backup singing.
Okay.
You were doing the lead. I was doing the back. I always start with the back.
So, yeah. More Super 7 stuff that I don't care about, but I know a good amount of people do. So I thought this was kind of an interesting release from them. The Pizza Michelangelo is a pretty cool figure. Objectively, I like it. But the pizza van, honestly, is what really caught my eye. The pizza delivery van, Mikey's Pizza, is so cool. It's kind of surprising that they're doing that. It probably has a $700 price point or some shit. Because the other one from Super 7 was insanely priced.
Holy shit.
but it looks so cool. Like, they went all out on it, and I love that.
Whoa, what are these?
Those are the stupid 5 points.
The reaction.
Yeah. If they even have 5 points, it might just be four. Maybe.
That shirt is so fucking cool.
5555, yuck. Oh, you got to put it together? Fuck that shit.
I don't think you have to put it together. That's an exploded view, so you can see more of it.
All right. Do we have a price point yet?
Not yet.
$1 billion.
$1 billion trillion kafillion. So,
Friday, July 26th.
Yeah.
They're taking over a pizza shop called TNT Pizza and turning it into a TMNT pizza shop for Mikey's Pizza. Well played.
The thing about Super 7 is I heard they just updated the articulation. I wonder if these new figures will include that articulation.
What did they update on them?
I think they started doing double jointed elbows and knees. I don't think these figures don't look like they do, though. Just kind of passing through.
These are prototype figures. That's the other thing that annoys me about Super 7 is more often than not, they don't show actual pictures of the prototype. They show like the computer render of it. There's one exception on here, and that's where Mikey's holding the two slices of pizza. I think that's an actual product. But like for most of the shots I see on their things, it's prototype renders, not actual images of the in-hand product. There are some differences. Like on Big Bad Toy Store, I know the Transformers will show them on like kind of a generic space backdrop, and those are the actual figures. And I think this one is, but a lot of the pictures you see of Super 7, I think, are actually just like prototype renders, not actual physical pictures of them.
I just remembered where we found out about the double jointed stuff. It was from their announcement of the 2000 Ninja Turtles line.
Oh, the ones that we were from a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. So hopefully then those will be that updated articulation.
Doesn't look like it, but we'll see. We'll see. I like this line regardless. I'm not bashing it. I like this line regardless because Playmates, my expectations are super low. So these are a take on those Playmates figures. So I'm not expecting.
Wait, Playmates or Beast?
Playmates. Playmates did their original line, and this is Super 7's take on that original Playmates line.
Okay. I just thought I like when you see themed releases like this. Like the whole fact that Mikey comes in a pizza box and everything like that. It's really cool. I like when it's not a cheap risk to take, but I like when you see stuff like that. And they look it's just such a cool cohesive package when they do that. And they take the little time to make the art box look good. And like, I typically keep the boxes for things, but like something like that, you don't want to get rid of it because it's part of the thing you bought. It's not just the figure itself. Like everything kind of has that same tone going on. I just think it's a lot of fun.
Oh, you can't see the whole picture. God damn it. It reminded me of this. And the original three came out with the movie adaptation, a color thing, or an art piece signed, but it's that pizza box theme, and I can't find it anywhere for less than $80 now.
You're talking about the original VHS?
No, it's the original four. Yes, the re-release on Blu-ray.
Okay.
I have them. But I have them separately, and I didn't know that had come out. And I really wish I had that version. There's nothing difference between the two other than the packaging, but I'm like, I will find that one day.
Yeah.
I just think that's great. And it's the four, not the three, because technically that first animated movie is
a sequel, yeah.
I had an argument about that until at the end, or in on the lair, you see the time. The
relics.
The relics. So I'm like, yeah, that's right. I told you, bitch. Oh, yeah, the baseball commercial, right? Dutch. Dustin. I was going to say Dutchinson. I was going to combine his real name and his screen name. Yeah, that's really cool. I kind of.
Yeah, Dustin. I remember that. Pizza Hut.
I play right field. Hit support. So. You know.
Going back on Toy Arc, scroll up to the McFarlane 1/10 thing?
Oh, the Super Six again? That's no. Super Six. The Wave Six?
McFarlane. Below that, it's the 1/10 Marvel.
How about I do this, and you can show me the direction, because now I'm lost.
Scroll up a little more. Right there.
Marvel. Oh, right there.
Yeah. So a while ago, we mentioned, and probably other people saw, that McFarlane got a license. No, they don't, Dustin. We saw that McFarlane got the license for Marvel, and as I speculated, it's for these little figurines. So these are 1/10 scale, and it looks like they're meant to directly compete with Iron Studio, who has pretty much had the stranglehold on 1/10 scale statues. These are going to be more comic based, and I think they're also plastic. So that's, they'll be considerably cool. Cheaper. It's kind of cool, but like...
Well, I mean, just the face. I don't know how I feel about McFarlane.
I saw a video of McFarlane talking about this, and what he wanted to do was basically take comic covers and bring them to life. So he had to reimagine how the page, the 2D page, would look on a 3D scale. So he reimagined all these comic covers in that 3D space, which is pretty cool.
It's kind of cool, but... I also think that they're going to fail on it.
They're going to what on it?
Fail.
I thought the quality sucks ass, Dustin.
I thought the first Spider-Man that he released with the tangled webs coming out looked very good. But I'm not interested in like statues or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a kind of a cool concept. But I think that when they're actually released and people are getting them in hand, I think it's going to be... a shortfall of what they want it to be, because it's still going to just be like a plastic figurine. It's static. I think that it's going to be akin to the quality of maybe Diamond Select, which I also hate. It's not just McFarlane. I think Diamond Select largely just puts out trash. What's the other line?
That's face though.
What's the line that also does Marvel figures besides Diamond Select? I thought there was another one.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Mondo?
No.
Effect?
No. It might be Diamond Select.
Diamond Select has been doing really good. I picked up Crimson Dynamo and Titanium Man recently.
Yeah, it's Marvel Select I'm thinking of. I just can't stand them. I think they just... I've bought a few in the past, and I think they just look so bad.
Okay.
Like their Hawkeye figure. Like, that's the thing, is like Selects, they don't know if they want them to be statues or if they want them to be like actual posable figures. Go one way or the other. Like, this is at least a decision by McFarlane to say they're going to be static. It's going to be used to essentially recreate a comic cover. Cool. Diamond Select. No, not that Hawkeye. It was Age of Ultron Hawkeye. But Diamond Select, they just don't look that good. And then if they're articulated, it's the worst articulation to the point where it doesn't make any sense to have an articulated figure.
Oh my God, this page loaded like 6 times. I can't find that one now.
What one?
The Diamond Select Hawkeye that you... Oh, wait a minute. Sorry.
What you got there, Pete?
I was going to say, this is the Crimson Dynamo.
That I thought it was sculpt. Kratos for a second.
Head sculpt is beautiful. And as
the head sculpt villain. The head sculpt actually looks really good on that. But like, it doesn't look like... how's the articulation otherwise?
I've only posed him as like a threatening overarching punch, but looks like single jointed.
Yeah.
90 degree, so not great, but really good swivel on the waist. Like, he can really get into a nice crunch, and then back that far, head up. Head down.
Yeah, he can't do much.
He could do more than what you expect him to do.
That one?
Nope.
Yeah. The Juggernaut. I had the Juggernaut Marvel Select, and I will say that's a glorified statue.
Yeah, I have. I like that Juggernaut figure, but yeah, there's no point in it being yeah.
I will say, check out the Apocalypse they recently released. And then right alongside that, they did Titanium Man, which has a similar articulation. He's actually much bigger Yeah, fucking awesome. Fucking awesome. And the head sculpts on these are incredible. And to me, Marvel Select is good if you're looking for a large villain, because Marvel Legends doesn't always meet that sizing, but pretty cool.
I also have an Abomination figure from Marvel Select, which is basically a glorified statue, but he's huge and he's kind of cool for that reason. I don't know where he is, though. It's like 5 pounds of action figure I can't find.
Great.
Glorified doorstop.
So yeah, Toy Arc also has announcements from SHF for Nina from this is Instagram. And then Amazing Spider-Man 2, Andrew Garfield, is they're gonna do that. That leads to Instagram.
I didn't know Figure Arts did Tekken. That's
interesting. What?
I didn't know Figure Arts did Tekken. I thought
I didn't either, honestly.
From collectibles.
But the next one is going to be Nina Williams. And then we also, last week, we talked about the collector edition of the McFarlane figures with Red Hood, Ragman, Clock King.
Those went up for pre-order this week, I think.
Did they?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it. Maybe they're up on it. This one's up on Amazon. But yeah, I don't have anything else.
What was let's go back on Toy Arc real quick.
Okay, just did all that work for you, and you're gonna okay.
Scroll up, The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. Oh, okay, so that's pretty much it.
Yeah, Hiya Toys.
Oh, the Jenica figure that went out, right?
Huh.
Jenica from TMNT. We were talking about Best Action doing
that. Oh, yeah. They're doing a standard release, I think that was, on Instagram I sent you. Well, we said that they would. Shit, let me pull that up. Yeah, of course, Praeternia shared that about it. Oh, exclusives up for pre-order. So this is the Beast Action line. It's Jenica, the Foot Elite, and Meathead and Donatello. Which actually are on. So actually, go back to Toy Arc, Dan, because they're actually on there. You can see them, and then they'll have. Do they have links?
Yeah, it's Metalhead, right?
Yeah, Metalhead and Donnie Tupac.
I think that's the Metalhead from the Death of Donatello comic. It's pretty cool.
And Janica is up on Big Bad Toy Store for $30.
Will yeah, I get you?
What?
I'm trying to debate if I will get Jenica. She's a relatively new character, so.
Yes, you probably will.
I try to keep it just the main four, Casey, April, Shredder, Bebop Rocksteady. But Jenica's pretty cool.
I didn't know there was a new.
She was a, man, and I'm cliff noting this right now. I think she was a Foot Clan member out to kill the Turtles. Somewhere along the line, she got fatally wounded by the Foot Clan. And the Turtles gave her a blood transfusion so she could live. And she became. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Wild shit.
Oh, IDW did that.
Yeah.
IDW had the Turtles IDW. For a while.
Yeah, no, that I knew. I didn't know they did that. Yeah, IDW did good stuff. I'm kind of upset that they don't have that anymore.
Well, I was going to say, I think I have the Death of Donatello book.
It's kind of funny because when Disney first took over Marvel, they didn't give a shit about all the comics and everything like that. And they were actually selling off, basically, they were letting independent comic book artists from IDW and others play around with those characters and have their own stories and everything with them. So, like, in a way, Disney kind of neglecting the comics led to people who would otherwise never really have a shot to go in and fuck around with them a bit, which is kind of cool.
I still order when I need to get comics. I still order from Midtown Comics in New York.
I think that's where I would buy. I think I've gotten trades from them.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten figurines from them.
Have you ever been in there?
No.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Is that the one you go up the stairs?
It's yes. Like
on the second floor, yeah.
One of them. Well, I mean, there's two of them, but yeah. There's two floors. But yes,
I'm gonna be in New York in December for a Blood Brothers show because they're doing a 20th anniversary tour for their album Crimes. So maybe I'll check it out when I'm up there.
I mean, it's not far from Times Square. Like, it's close to like where the shit is. It's not. It's not a far away at all.
What were you gonna say, Pete?
I was just like, if you want places to eat, let me know.
I'm gonna get a good old fashioned New York slice of pizza.
I was gonna say, go like this. Where do I get
Sparrow?
That offended me.
The Italian and Dan just died.
Do you see that?
There's a scene in The Office where Michael has to go to corporate for a meeting, and he's like, always got to grab a New York slice, and he's in front of a Sparrow.
That really?
So good.
I am very proud that I have gone this far in my life and not had a slice of that fucking place one time.
I had it when I was in like high school or college when we'd go to the mall. The old Stroudsburg Mall.
This is why I know TMNT had a IDW deal, because they did these all the time.
Oh, shit.
What?
No, I didn't know they did a Ghostbusters.
TMNT
has had so many fucking crossovers. It's insane, dude.
The Power Rangers one wasn't bad. The Batman one wasn't bad.
You were bummed about the Batman one, though, because what was it?
Oh, because Batman whooped them like they were nothing. He beat the shit out of them. I was like, "What? These are trained fucking ninjas." It took down Shredder. So if he could do that, to the Turtles, what does that mean? Batman versus Shredder? Just mop the fucking floor with him.
He's a trained ninja.
But I mean, I get it. But I would love to see more of a fight.
I'm just messing with you, dude. I get what you. I understand exactly what you're saying. They also did this beauty. That's where the
Ectotron.
The Ectotron comes from.
There's a lot of speculation about a Transformers and G.I. Joe crossover movie coming out.
Again?
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, you mean live action?
Yeah, it was already.
I was going to say because the cartoon one, but.
Yesterday, I watched all three Back to the Future movies because you typically just.
Oh, is that why you were talking about them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, if you watch one, you kind of have to watch the other too.
Yes, correct.
But I was like the one scene where Alan Ritchson was, or no, excuse me, Biff was doing something. I was like, I want to see a comedic remake of this with Alan Ritchson as Biff, but he's too old now. Like,
do you know, the guy who plays Biff, he is a stand-up comedian.
Dude, like, he's in other things too. Like I don't.
Well, he's the gym teacher in Freaks and Geeks. He's in all kinds of stuff.
I don't like him. Fuck, I forget his name. He's that comedian who did like, Bo Burnham. I can't stand Bo Burnham.
No, I can't stand
Bo. But Bo Burnham has like this movie or something like that, and the guy who plays Biff plays his dad in it.
Don Wilson. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, dude, Don Wilson's in an episode of Workaholics with Carl Ells. Or Carrie Ells.
Like, yeah, yeah.
They think Adam is mentally handicapped because he's like hiding inside the clothes at a store. So they invite him and Blake and Durs back to their cabin in the woods because they do like this thing where they help promote like special education awareness and everything like that. They think Adam is mentally handicapped, but Adam, Durs, and Blake think that they bring them out there so that they can let them loose in the woods and hunt them. it's such a fucking weird episode. I don't have that.
Oh, no.
What do I have?
I have the 4K set, but I didn't know they had steel books. I was telling them. Actually, I'll wait till Matt comes back because. Dustin, you'll laugh at this too, because there is a Phil Collins connection in Back to the Future. Of course there is. It always comes back. It's not my fault. He's everywhere. It's not my fault.
It's totally your fault.
Yeah. Probably. That's the set I have. This one. That we basically recreated the original covers. You can roll your eyes, but it's not my fault. He's better than everybody you like.
I mean, sure.
I don't know. I'm just saying that. I don't know.
I couldn't That's find it on cool the shelf, too. But I have some. I have some collectible version for the 40th anniversary. Holy shit.
God, I wish that was a thing. I wish I knew that was a thing. Look at that.
That's insane.
We didn't even get that much stuff for the 40th Ghostbusters set.
You can find that on eBay for like $1,000 probably.
Yeah, I'm afraid to look. Let's see. Just while we're here. So, Matt.
You ever watch these movies, Pete? I don't care.
Yeah.
I know you don't. I don't give a fuck if you don't care. I'll turn your camera off and tell it anyway. Remember, I have control. Anyway, it's a song where he comes back, and comes back and the bum sleeping on the bench song's playing. He's playing drums. You didn't respond to my.
He's playing drums on that song?
The song's playing on the radio. It's Phil playing drums.
Oh, okay.
You didn't. I answered this. The $190, by the way. No, wait. That's just for the box set, though. It's not with all the stuff. This is bullshit. So you can get the steelbooks, but none of the stuff.
I forget which one I have.
I have the standard. I have that.
They put out some anniversary thing, and I picked it up because me and my brother loved these movies as kids.
What they did, though, which I didn't know until it was too late, Matt, is they did one. All the special features are on there, but then they didn't put all, but they only put two animated episodes on that. I have that one. And then they released like a deluxe edition that has the entire animated series, which I missed out on. I was like, I like that show. I want to see it.
I never watched the animated show. I know that they tried to do it for a while, but it didn't last that long.
There, $600 for the whole thing.
You're a piece of shit. You don't even have 100% satisfaction rate.
Satisfaction, exactly. I could do without the posters, but that's so cool. Those movies are great, dude. Those movies are awesome. I love the third one. I get kickback on the third one. I'm like, it's not that great. I'm like, you're out of your mind. That's a great movie.
It's not great, but it's fun. It's enjoyable. It's honestly, a strange thing that I always loved about those movies was the notes that they would leave each other. Like the way that it's all wrapped in twine and everything like that. I always loved the idea of getting that. And then it's in the portfolio and everything. I loved that as a kid for some weird reason.
I got something for you. A letter. Who are you? Western Union.
And then, yeah, he's like, 10. He's an asshole.
That's my I use that on Twitter so much, which is just a clip of Marty going, he's an asshole.
My brother and I also love the cocktail that they make when they're trying to wake Doc up from the one shot he had. Oh, and yeah, historically, they do get a few things right in that because nobody drank water or really had ice. But like everybody back in the day had a hat when they're like, forgot your hat. Like, yeah, nobody went bareheaded back then.
What's that Nikkei? What's that Indian talk? Like, whoa, can't say that. When he's counting and he goes, 8, what comes next?
Yeah, it's 7. It's 7.
7. Those movies are brilliant. You can't. I think he stole his wallet.
Yeah,
I think he stole your wallet. I can't watch them and not finish. Like, you have to. Barely 6 hours? It's barely 6 hours. You bang those out.
I don't have the stamina anymore. Too old.
Oh, I do. I watch all the Ghostbusters back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah, it's just under 6 hours.
Because it's like 154, 145, something like that.
I was putting together a Lego set, which had illegal build technique in it, by the way. Mm-hmm. Which annoyed me. For anyone who knows, illegal builds in Legos are when you use Legos in like a way that you're not supposed to use them. So the one was there's a flat piece. It's basically like a bracket and has a bar on top and then a flat bottom. And in this, you wedge two pieces in there pretty much to just sit there loosely, but also snug because it fits between that. And then where you put that on the actual set, it sits in and something else holds it in that spot.
Why are we talking about tolerance? It's like sexual. You just put it in between, man. Just make it fit, bro. Illegal build, bro.
That might be okay for you, but I want to feel every inch.
The other one that they do.
I got peed on that one. Thank you.
Yes. Is basically, you have the two pieces. I forgot what they're called. But then it's a flat piece like this, and they actually tell you to just put it in there like that. And that's how it sits on the model. Like, That's an illegal build.
It's canon now.
Dustin, it's 1 through 4. You can't just do 1 and 2 now. You have a few multiple watches, Back to the Future, Ghostbusters 1 and 2, Matrix 1 and 3, and Jurassic Park 1 and 3. The Jurassic Park one, that's your own fault.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Jurassic Park 1 through 6, idiot.
Ghostbusters 1 through 4. Technically, it's 1 through 5, but I know you don't like that one.
And it's also, Matrix 1 through 4
too, isn't it? Yeah.
So what?
It's Matrix 1 to 4 now, isn't it?
I guess, yeah.
I think there's 4 of them.
Yeah, well, there's Resurrections, which I didn't bother to watch.
1, 2, 3. You don't like the last two? Who is this person we're talking to?
The person you knew longer than us.
I regret saying anything.
Fuck, what was I going to say?
4 blows? Which one is 4 to you?
We know which one he says is 4.
Matrix?
No.
There's 5 of them.
He's talking about Answer the Call. Oh, in... Yeah. In the last Jurassic World movie?
Oh, 4, yeah, 4, yeah, 4 blows, yeah.
In the last Jurassic World movie, I honestly thought that the bad guy was going to turn into a dinosaur because it's that fucking terrible. Long? And he's talking about, like, genetic modification and everything like that. They're doing it from, like, an evil corporation point of view where they are able to make genetically modified crops and insects and everything like that. But I really thought the guy was going to turn into a dinosaur because the movie was just that fucking terrible and far-fetched. The only redeeming part of that was the very brief T-Rex versus Giganotosaurus versus Therizinosaur fight, which even then was just really dumb because the Therizinosaur just walks around like, I got pointy fingies. And the T-Rex is like, cool, hold those out. And then they knock the Giganotosaurus into it, and then impales him, and it kills him. And then, yeah.
What words are you saying?
I farted on the set of Blue Lagoon once.
What did you steal that from? What movie is that from?
It's a South Park Bigger, Louder, Uncut.
Yeah, yeah, I farted on the set. Can I bring up an...
Frozen Empire is really good.
I still haven't seen Frozen Empire.
It wasn't bad. I just saw it.
Don't listen to Pete. He's wrong.
Pete doesn't like Aziz Ansari.
I love Aziz Ansari.
That's not his name, you racist.
I realized it after I was halfway through saying it that it's
Jesus.
Kumail Nanjiani. I'm sorry.
Somebody clip that Jesus and put it Christ. With a Mexican comment.
Sorry.
She hear what he says about Mexicans when he plays Fortnite. Oh, come on. That's one of the best moments we've ever had live. What are you upset about?
I'm not upset. I'm upset that I got Kumail Nanjiani's name incorrect.
Yeah. What was it, your third viewing when you noticed the fire outside of the store for the first time?
The second time, I think. Yeah. When he's just like, okay.
He turns around and he sees the fire, but he's like, I got my money. That's all.
it's a lot of fun.
Spoiler alert, Dustin. Jesus. Jesus I tried. Dustin? Jesus, Dustin. Dustin Christ. I really tried to get into the Jurassic World movies, and I just can't get past that first one. Something about Star-Lord bothers me.
Dude, there's also the whole scene where at the end they're trying to escape the Indominus Rex, which is a T-Rex Velociraptor hybrid. And the one kid's like, we need more teeth. What? And then they free the T-Rex from the T-Rex paddock, and then they make that and the Raptor team up to fight the Indominus Rex. Like, what the fuck are you assholes doing? Colin Trevorrow, you're a dickhead.
I just want to say, however you say that stupid phrase, 2020.
This year of our gourd.
Our year of our gourd, 2020 core. Stop putting movie companies. Stop putting discs against cardboard. Stop this. This is stupid.
What?
This packaging right here is stupid. That scratches the disc. Don't do that anymore.
How old is that packaging?
It's the 30th anniversary of it.
Oh.
So stop doing that. That and the stacking of 4K discs. That's great. Thank you. That's not going to cause a problem at all.
Well, man. You heard it here first.
I just can't believe he likes Jurassic Park 3. I've tried with that one too, and I just. I wish the kid died.
There's the only redeeming part of Jurassic Park 3 is how much they used humor in it. which still hurts the movie, but like the fact that they, the family, thanks for stopping in, Dustin, appreciate it. But the fact like they all come together and they're on the opposite side of the gates and like, we found each other. Yay. How did you find us? We heard your stupid cell phone ringing. And they're like, we don't have our phone. Turn around and the Spinosaur is there, having eaten the guy who had the cell phone earlier in the movie. And you just hear the ringing and the Spinosaur is like, I'm going to fuck all you guys up. So like, it was, I don't know. There was a little bit of fun that they allowed themselves to have with the movie that I think helped it in the end. And William H. Macy is in it. And William H. Macy is awesome. So, do you ever see Thank You for Smoking? So good. I fucking love that movie.
Never told me, my mother's taught me, if I have nothing nice to say, it does not say it. So that's why I haven't said anything.
Fuck that shit, bitch. Chew on a dick and lick a million motherfucking balls per second.
You skipped a few lines there. You're lucky I knew what that was. Talk to my mom like that, bitch. Especially because you met her. That's why I haven't tweeted anything about what happened to former President Trump yesterday. I have nothing nice to say at all.
Well, as I said in the beginning of the stream, don't do fucking insane things.
Yeah, don't do something stupid, like get yourself killed for no reason, literally no reason.
Well, don't try to kill people.
Or if you, never mind.
No, shut up. But yeah, I think that's about all we got today.
What I had to say was very logical. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, just alluding to it. We get it. Well, that's the show, everybody.
What's going on? I think Pete's got stuff.
Oh, nice. Good, good, good.
Buy our stuff. Buy his stuff. That's a phone booth, everyone. Congratulations.
You're a phone booth. Didn't they make a movie called Phone Booth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheaper someone.
So many people wouldn't know what the fuck the movie's about now.
What's a phone booth?
Gen Z.
What's a phone booth? You had the phone? In a booth?
Dude, even watching House, like rewatching House is so weird because they all have flip phones and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. It looks good, dude. I'm digging it. And you had, the way that you printed it was inverted, right, Pete?
Say that again?
You printed it upside down, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I used tree supports and that was fun.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Tree supports can be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in this instance, it was freaking a lifesaver.
The other thing that I like about tree supports is I've noticed sometimes on either printer that I use, sometimes they'll come loose, but tree supports will sometimes be able to resume printing.
Yeah.
Which is really weird, but like, it's also because there is other support in that area. So for those who don't know, a tree support is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. There's regular supporting, which will just fill up everything to like an unsupported layer. But a tree support, it grows out of a central, like, the fuck?
It's like a stump and it grows.
Like a trunk. Yeah, it's like a trunk of a tree. And then it branches out to support it like that. So that when you pull it away, even if this one comes off, you still have these other pieces supporting that overarching piece. And then rather than have everything connected there via like really loose squiggles or however, whatever infill pattern you have for your supports, these literally just kind of snap off. So they help minimize, in some cases, it's really dependent on your build, but in some cases, organic supports, as they're otherwise called, really help provide support while minimizing the amount of surface area that they're potentially fucking up on your print by sticking to it.
Which is the problem I had in the first iteration or the first print I showed on video where I was talking about part snapping. It's because I did a block support to make sure that it was properly supported for the bars that are overhanging. And while I was taking those out, they were in there so good that it fucking snapped.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
I am making some quality of life tweaks to that prototype. Basically making the hole a little bit tighter so it can press fit, but also shortening the barrel so you can easily grab it and pull it right back out.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that when I put the signage in on top, it wants to slide back out. So I reduced the sides to a millimeter, which pinches the sign work, but left the diameters up top and bottom wider so that it could slide in easier and downwards. So you can have overhang so it looks like a cleaner, like it's sitting in instead of on top of.
Right.
Yeah. So those are the couple of changes I made. I tried to print one out and I was going to share it tonight, but a tree support failed and took one of the legs with it. So,
bummer.
Yeah. Maybe next stream or throughout the week I'll show it. But the prototype is very close to how the final will look. The other thing I did, which I probably shouldn't have, is I used a weaker magnet on the inside so that when you snap on the payphone, it wants to slide around when you're trying to articulate that handset. I did buy stronger magnets. They're like industrial grade. That would have been much better for that situation. Yeah, so I think I'm just going to ditch the weaker magnets altogether moving forward because you definitely want that nice contact.
Yeah.
And I want them to be cross-compatible with the diorama stuff too. So it's going to be necessary for me to just ditch them. But that's all I got.
Nice.
I think I... I did. Cool. I created a stencil to pop on the bottom of the mailboxes to be able to line up the decals
100%. Nice.
Yeah, so it slides in and it lets me know where to put that decal. So that way they come out much cleaner.
What does it do again?
Even. Made the stencil.
Yeah, yeah, what does it do?
You pop it on the bottom.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I got it right. Yep, right there.
That's helpful.
Yep, and then it shows me where to line it up.
Practical application builds.
Yay! But yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
And that's our cue.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, everybody. Pete, you want to do the spiel?
If you like what we're talking about, tune in Sundays at 8 p.m. live here on YouTube. We go over 3D printing, upcoming releases, movies, music, shows, whatever we're all interested in, basically. And we'll rant about that for hours. If you want to see what we're working on, head to Instagram, ShadowMoses112. Our YouTube is also ShadowMoses112. And our website is www.ShadowMoses112.com. If you want to purchase any of the products that you see behind me that we have up there. And 2.5-inch figures are for kids.
For children!